From the Radio Dubuque Newsroom, I'm Tim Larry. Beginning next week, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will be conducting the Click It or Ticket Seatbelt campaign. The campaign coincides with the Memorial Day holiday and will run through June the 4th. The Traffic Safety Administration reports last year 55% of traffic fatalities in Iowa were reported as unbelted or unknown, and so far this year that number is 60%. A Southwest Wisconsin man was injured Thursday morning when the vehicle he was driving went off the road and into a field. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office says 45-year-old Jason Quinn was traveling on State Highway 81 near Darlington when the accident happened around 10:30. Authorities say Quinn struck a mailbox first and continued into the field. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Darlington police assisted at the scene. Platteville area residents are invited to attend a public information session Tuesday afternoon about a planned bridge closure of the Wisconsin 8081 bridge in Platteville, which will begin later this month. The meeting will be from noon until 1 at Platteville City Hall. Detour information and questions will be answered at the meeting. The bridge will be closed for repairs starting May 30th and is expected to remain closed for about 2 months. Police climbed onto the rooftop of Dunkin' locations in Dubuque and Platteville for a few hours yesterday morning to participate in the annual Dunkin' Cop on a Rooftop fundraiser. The fundraiser supports Special Olympics. This was the 8th year for the event. The City of Dubuque has joined the National Park Trust and communities across the country in proclaiming today as the 13th annual National Kids to the Parks Day. In celebration, all vehicle entrance fees to Eagle Point Park in Dubuque today will be waived. In a traffic note, starting on Monday, Garfield Avenue will be affected by this due to the B Branch Railroad Sanitary Sewer Crossing project. Garfield Avenue will be closed between the B Branch Creek Greenway and Johnson Street starting this Monday and going until Wednesday, June 7th. During this time, traffic will be detoured to Romberg Avenue. And a Wisconsin man is charged in a plot to hack and steal from thousands of sports betting accounts. Court documents allege that 18-year-old Joseph Garrison and others stole roughly $600,000 from 1,600 accounts on an unnamed sports betting website. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Garrison turned himself into authorities in New York on Thursday. Garrison would face up to 57 years in prison if convicted of the 6 charges against him, which include wire fraud and unauthorized computer access. Prosecutors say Garrison and others used usernames and passwords exposed by other data breaches to gain access to some 60,000 accounts. You can listen to local news and sports anytime in the podcast section of the new Radio Dubuque app and at RadioDubuque.com. From the Radio Dubuque Newsroom, I'm Tim Larry.